Says the Gemara, we've just established that we don't say Avineinu in the winter because you don't say any reference of Geshomim. Why don't we incorporate it? Because you may forget. Says the Gemara, well, even if you forget, why can't I give him a second bite of the cherry? V'neimra b'shemea tfilo. D'omar of Tamchum Omar Rav Asi, didn't we learn in the name of Rav Asi that Ta'ov Elohizkir Gevurois Geshomim? What's Gevurois Geshomim? Gevurois Geshomim is not the same Talamotza, rather, that is Mashiv Ruach. If you forgot that Betchias HaMesim, Machzirin Oisai, you have to go back. Once you forget it, there is no second chance. But she'ela b'birkas hashanim ein machzir enoisoi. We do not tell him to go back. Why not? Second bite of the cherry. V'pnei she'yochoil lo'oimra b'shemei ha'tfilo. V'havdola b'chaynin das, that's a different principle. Ein machzir enoisoi. V'pnei she'yochoil lo'oimra al hakois. Because you can always, this is what Rav Nachman mentioned before, if b'di'evet, not l'chatchila, if b'di'evet you forgot to say Havdol in Shmoneh Esra, we do not send you back to Davin. Why not? Because you've always got a second go, and that is Havdolah Halakos. So we were just now taught three halachas. If you missed out Mashiv HaRuach, you go back. If you missed out the same Talomoto, you have a second chance. You do not go back. You say it in Shemei Tfilo. If you missed out Havdalah in Atzechein Antonu, in Chaynan Adas, even if you finished the entire Shemoneh Esra, you do not have to go back because you have a second chance. And what is that? Well, you do Havdalah Alakos. So either way, you see that with regard to the She'ela, not the Haskara of Mashiv HaRuach, but with regard to the She'ela of asking for rain, you have a second bite of the cherry. So, why did the Gemara say that I can't incorporate it in? Havineinu, because you might forget. So why didn't they give you a second go? We can always say it towards the end in Shemei Tfilo. Says the Gemara, no. To'o shani. What does that mean, to'o shani? It's different when you made a mistake. If you made a mistake, then I will allow b'di'eved to say it in Shemei Tfilo. But I'm not going to lechatchila institute it as the official text of the bracha of Havineinu, lest the person forget. Rather, if indeed after the event somebody forgot, then you can always have a second go at the cherry. So therefore, either way, it turns out that the request of Geshomim cannot be incorporated in Havineinu, because we're worried that a person will miss it out, and therefore, I'm sorry to say, Havineinu simply does not exist as an option half the year, the entire winter. Now, there is a Tosus that we need to see at the bottom of the Omer, the last Tosus, but I think it would make more sense if we began the next Gemara first, because Tosus in a way relates to that Gemara. Gufa. Gufa always means that we're re-examining a Braisa that was just quoted. Gufa literally means the guf, the body. Let's examine that body again. We just mentioned in passing, but now let's examine it in further detail. We just mentioned that if you forgot Mashiv HaRuach, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esra. Havdalah you don't, and the same Talumata, you at least have a second go of Shemei Tfilo. Now let's have a look at Rashi before we continue. Says Rashi, B'tchilas HaTfilo, at the beginning of the Tfilo, Yochel Odom Lechavin Daitoi. A person can be mechaven his das. Yoisa min ha'emza. It's easier for a person to mechaven his das more than the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, there's less chance that he'll make a mistake. Whereas in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, cruising along nicely, he might then lose his concentration, and that's why we can't institute the second go. Gevurois Geshomim says Rashi a very important principle. Hazkara ba'almahi. This is very, very, very important. And it could be that some people make a mistake over here. We mention rainfall, at least in the winter, twice in Shemoneh Esrei. But we mention them in two completely different capacities. The second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, which is Ato Giboir, when we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength, and that's why it's called Gevurois Geshomim, is not a bakosha. It is not a request for rainfall. Rather, it is a hazkara. It is a mention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's praise. Ato Giboir is not a bakosha, and that's why we say Ato Giboir on Shabbos as well. We don't do bakoshas on Shabbos, but we do say Ato Giboir, and we do say Mashiva Ruach. Mashiva Ruach is not a request for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send rainfall. It is a statement, a matter-of-fact statement. It is a praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is the Mashiva Ruach Umayrid HaGoshem. If that's the case, says Rashi, Lefichoch Machzir Inoisei. Therefore, we would have to send him back to Davin again. Why? She'einoi tfila, she'yochol la'oimra b'shemea tfila. It is not a tfila as such, not a bakosha, which would allow us to incorporate it in Shemea tfila. If you miss out Geshem in the bracha of Borech Hashanim, that is a request. So if you missed it out there, you can always put it in later in Shemea tfila, because that's also a request. But if you missed out the Hazkara, Hazkara is not a Bakasha. Therefore, it has no place whatsoever in Shemea Tfila, which is a Bakasha. And that's why if you miss out Mashiva Ruach, game, set, and match. It's all over. You've got to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. There is, by the way, a fascinating discussion. I believe that we once mentioned this. What's the halacha if you missed out the same tal umota, not mashiva ruach, you missed out the same tal umota, and you sailed on merrily, and you all of a sudden realize that you haven't yet said the same tal umota. So what's the halacha? You have a second bite of the cherry. And what do? You can say it in Shemea Tfila. If, by the way, you forgot in Shemea Tfila as well, and you finished the Shemoneh Esrei, obviously you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei all over again. Okay. So I didn't say it first time round, and I was supposed to say it second time in Shemea Tfila, and guess what? I forgot for the second time, and I remembered in the middle of Moedim. So you know what Malacha is? You go back. But where do you go back to? You go back to Borech Oleinu. Not to Shemea Tfila. If you made a mistake twice, then you've really got to go back to Borech Oleinu. Fine. What happens if our good friend is a real schlamazel and he forgot it now for a third time in Borech Oleinu? Does he now get the second bite of the cherry, which in his case is actually the fourth bite of the cherry, in Shemea Tfila, or does he have to go back to Borech Oleinu? We said that after two mistakes, we send him back. So the Chayra, I would say, Kal v'chaymer, if after three mistakes, you should definitely send him back. Or do we say that no, it's a general rule. Whenever you forget it in the same Talumot and Baruch Aleinu, you can always have the backup option of Shemea Tfila. Very similar question is with regard to Havdalah. The halacha is, as we just learned, that if you did not say Havdalah in Shemoneh Esra, what's the halacha? Don't worry, you always have a second bite of the cherry. What is that? You get home, Havdalah al Hakos. So what happens if you came home, and before you realized it, you started eating? You're not allowed to eat before Havdalah, but you did. So once again, you've now messed up for the second time. Mistake number one was you forgot Havdalah in Shemoneh Esra. Mistake number two was that you ate before Havdalah. Once again, the halacha is you've now got to go back to Shemoneh Esra all over again. First time round, we were prepared to overlook it. But once you messed up twice, you have to now go back to Shemoneh Esra. Oh, so now we're going to have the same Shaila. What happens if this Shlomazel davened Shemoneh Esra and now made his third mistake of the evening and he forgot Atochein Antonu again? Do we say, fine, once again I'll give you the backup of Havdalah al Hakos? Or do I say, no, if two mistakes is too much to bear, then Kal Vachomer, three mistakes is too much to bear, and you've got to repeat Shemoneh Esra again? A very big shaila. Okay, a discussion in the poskim. Best is, avoid the shaila, and remember to say what you're supposed to say. Menachem, you look puzzled.
What do we do?
Best is not to make a mistake in the first place.
And if we're the Shlomazel?
Give a Rav a call, not me. There is the famous Moshel. I believe I heard it in the name of Rav Chaim Briska. It's a very, very, very chosh of a Moshel, and I'm sure I've told it to you before. The Moshel is told the king needed the royal wagon driver. So he put out an advert in the local paper, who wants to be the most honored position in the country to be the royal chariot horse rider? Oh, you can imagine the whole country, mad competition. Who's going to have the zechus to be riding the king's horse for him? And competition was narrowed down to the final three candidates, the top riders in the country. So how are they going to decide who gets the vote? So the king interviews all three, and the king says to the first one, tell me, if you really want to be the royal chariot driver, what would you do if I was in your chariot and you were riding and we got stuck in the mud at the side of the street? Do you have a strategy? How would you get the chariot out? Ah, he says, Your Majesty, I've experienced. Don't you worry about that. I know exactly what I do. I'd unlock the back wheels, I'd unclip one of the horses. Within 2 minutes, we'd be out of the mud. Wow, very impressive. He then approaches the second candidate, says, no, what would you do if you got stuck in the mud? He says, 2 minutes? I could get you out in 1 minute. Really? How would you do that? No, I've got a completely different strategy. What I normally do is I don't take off the back wheels, I have to do the front wheels, and I don't unclip the horse. To the contrary, 1 minute, you'll be out the mud. Oh, wow. Even more impressive. He turns around to the third one and says, fine, your turn. What happens if with a royal chariot we'll be stuck in the mud? What would you do? He says, I have no idea. He says, what do you mean? What happens if it happened? What would you do? What's your strategy? He says, I've got no idea. No idea, I have no idea how to do it. So he says, well, if you've got no idea how to do it, why did you apply for the post of being the royal chariot rider? And he says, Your Majesty, because I don't know how to get the chariot out of the mud, I'll be extra careful not to get stuck in there in the first place. And the king said, fine, that's my man. The Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura are full in every daf of Shas and every similar Shulchan Aruch. What do you do in a bedieved situation? But as my mashgiach in the gates of yeshiva told us, one has to remember that it's very bedieved to be bedieved. Some people think that it's lechatchila to be bedieved. Much better is not to get stuck in the mud in the first place. Sometimes, unfortunately, we forget and we make a mistake and we get stuck in the mud. So we have to know, there is always the halacha, what do you do in a bedieved situation? But far, far, far better is not to get stuck in the mud in the first place. Okay, let's make a beginning to the next Gemara. Gufa. Omar Rav Tanchum, Omar Rav Asi, To'o v'lo yizkir gevurais geshomin. We always make a distinction, as we just mentioned, between gevurais geshomin and she'elas geshomin. Gevurais geshomin means the strength of the rain. When we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength, that's in the second bracha. She'elas geshomin is something completely different. That's when we put in a request. That's in Birkas HaShomim. We're not talking about that. As we just mentioned, what you do, machzirin oisa, you have to go back. She'ela b'birkas hashanim, and what happens if you missed out the she'ela, not the hazkara of the gvura, but rather the she'ela? If you forgot that, what you do, then ein machzirin oisa, you do not have to go back, as we just said before. B'pnei she'yochol la'oimra. Because you can always say it b'shemei tefillah. V'havdala b'chaynin hadas, as we said too, ein machzir noisay b'nei sheyochel la'omra al hakois. You can always say it second go on the kois, as we just said before. Meisve, we have a question. We've learned in a braisa l'chayra what seems to be a stira. Ta'av alai hizkir gavurais geshamim b'tchias ha'meisim. If you did not mention Geshem in the second bracha, Machzir and Oisai, you send him back. Fine, that's consistent with the first bracha. She'elah b'birkas hashanim, guess what it says? Machzir and Oisai, you do return him. Well, that's a steer. We just said 30 seconds ago that you don't send him back because you can always say it in Shnei HaTfilah. And yet here it says the exact opposite. V'havdol v'choynin adas, ein machzir en ayusim b'sheyochel lo'imra l'akais. Fine. So for that does fit in. But what does not fit in is that middle case. We have an absolutely open contradiction. Brisa number one says if you miss out Geshem in the bracha birkas hashanim, you do not have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei because you have the second go in Shemir Tefillah. And in the second brisa it says, you do have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. That's a stira. Says the Gemara, loy kasha. No, it's not a difficulty. Ha b'yochid, ha b'tzibur. There is a distinction to be made between a yochid and a tzibur, says Rashi. Yochid, if a person is davening in private by himself, coronavirus, then machzir en oisai, then he does have to go back, and for some reason we're not giving him a second opportunity. But if it is b'tzibur, yochid hamispalel im hatzibur, if it is an individual who's davening together with the tzibur, then we do give him that second bite of the cherry at Shemir Tefillah. With the obvious question being, why on earth is there a distinction between a yochid and a tzibur? If it is a valid correction to do it in Shemir Tefillah, then so be it for a yochid. And if it's not, then so be it for a tzibur. So that, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll have to take up next time. Plan, all being well, on Sunday morning is to continue the Gemara until the two dots on Amud Beis. It's right at the very, very top line of the Gemara, as you'll see. And then we have a lot of work on our hands because we have the bottom Tosfos on Choftes Amud Aleph, and then a very lengthy Tosfos on Choftes Amud Beis. As you'll see, it's almost most of the Amud. Very, very important. Bring also a Mishnah Brura next time on Sunday, and we'll look briefly, it's not many halachas, but we'll look briefly at the exact halachas of this new bracha that we just learned about, Avinim. So it's Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Brura, Chelek Aleph. Okay, I wish you all well, Sasha.
Have a wonderful day, everyone.
Thank you.